Good afternoon, Premier Mendy, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Alfonso with the Bank of Cardiff. Is Ramon in, or Tony?
Tony?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Your name?
Alfonso Garza.
Give me 1 second.
You mentioned that you guys do a lot of sales of equipment or farm equipment, things like that, and that it was like a kind of a slow time during June.
Hello, Alfonso.
Tony, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your Friday?
Oh, busy.
Busy? Well, tell me about it. How can I help you?
Oh, no, I got your email from Ramon, and he told me to reach out to you to see if you can help us out.
Yeah, most definitely. What are you guys looking at, working capital or some equipment?
Both,
okay. What kind of working capital? How much are you guys looking for?
Probably about $200,000.
All right, $200,000. Alrighty, and is that how much you want or is that how much you need?
Well, that's how much we want.
Alright, and then how much do you actually need? Just that way, if something like we can't get you what you want, we'll at least get you what you need.
Well, if we can get like half that, that would be great.
Alrighty. Just something to kind of fall back on, just in case. Yeah. Alrighty, and then just tell me a little bit more about the use of funds. Like, what are you guys looking to do with it?
Well, here's again. Our business is growing, and we're probably going to have to add a second shift. And as a result of adding that second shift, you know, we're going to need to carry payroll, carry some material expenses, and things like that.
Right. Okay. And what's your expected return on investment on that?
Well, we're hoping to expect at least 15%.
At least 15% growth? Okay. And then when do you need the money?
I don't know. How soon can you get it?
Well, if I get an application now, can I get you an answer within 24 hours and we can speak numbers, but we fund in 48. So it's a fast process.
Okay, what about equipment?
The equipment is the same process.
Okay, because we're looking at probably another 200 in equipment as well.
Okay. 200 in equipment. Alrighty. And then how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
I would say so. Well, it depends on whose credit you're looking at. If you're looking at the principal owner's credit, it's excellent.
Excellent.
And however, the corporate, I'd say middle.
In the middle, okay. It's good. I mean, we work with credit tiers A through D. So at the end of the day, it kind of depends on like what you look like on paper. And we base it on gross annual sales. How what'd you guys do on sales last year?
Last year, like 7.5 mil.
Alright. So that means we're growing, right? That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you looked into financing already?
We have looked at some aspects of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ramon wanted me to. I guess you've been talking to him before.
Right, yeah. Do you know what they said about when you guys looked under financing?
What they said?
Yeah, like what have you like applied to any financing? No? Okay.
No.
Alrighty. And then what's a good email so I can send the app to you? And then how fast can you get that back to me so I can get you?
Well, let me take a look at it before I commit to that.
Okay.
Here's a good email. Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Right.
At my premier mailer.
MIMAILER?
MY, like my.
Okay, my premier.
Premier. PRIE. I don't even know how to spell.
No,
PREMIER mailer. Let me spell premier again. PREMIER mailer, mailer.com.
.com. Okay, I have your file up, and premier here is spelled PREMIERE. Is that correct? Or
no.
So it's just one. There's only one two E's in that, right?
Right.
All right. So no E at the end. Okay. My mind, and then some kind of follow up, and then for equipment, what type of equipment are we looking at?
We're looking at offset press. Digital printers.
And digital printers. All right. Are we looking at new or used?
Probably with respect to the offset, used.
Used, okay. And then any idea on the cost?
Could be between 80 to 100,000.
80 to 100,000. All right. Are we looking to replace, add?
Add.
Add. That's great. That means we're growing, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. All right. And then when do you need equipment? As soon as possible, or is there a good
time? As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay. And do you have a vendor you're working with?
No, actually, we're working with other print companies that are either downsizing or going out of business, and they have good available equipment.
Oh, okay. Have you worked with them before?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
One of them is named Coward Lee. It's been around for about 98 years, and, you know, their retiring kind of business has slowed down, so we'd like to get their press because, again, if you understand anything about the business, with the press comes the customers because they got certain customers that, hey, I want everything run on that offset press.
Oh, okay. Wow. How long have you guys been in business, if you don't want me asking?
Since 1999.
Okay. Business. Alrighty, Tony. Let me send you over the app. It's just we just require a one-page application, 6 months of recent bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And then I'll have that all in the email, just kind of explaining that. And then when's a good time to follow up with you, Tony?
What's that?
When's a good time to follow up?
Let me take a look at the application. I'll call you this afternoon. You going to be in the office?
I'm actually off by 3:30 here in California.
Okay.
Are you guys?
Where are you at?
In San Diego, California.
Oh, you're in San Diego, all the way down there?
Yeah. I'm down here.
You're not just down the street, huh?
No, I'm not. We're a private business bank, so.
Okay, I'm just joking.
If you want to come take come and cruise and take a look at the beach, you're more than welcome to.
Well, we're close to the beach too, so.
You guys are in Paramount, okay?
Yeah.
How's the weather up there?
Kind of overcast, a little overcast today.
Yeah, that's how it kind of is down here. A little humid.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Paramount. Anything else from you? And then, when's a good time to follow up with you?
Let's do Monday.
You want to do Monday in the morning?
Yeah, Monday morning, 10 o'clock.
Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you want to just reply to the email now just so I make sure you have it?
Yeah.
Alrighty, that works. I'll send it over in about like 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, very good.
Alright, Tony, you have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.